This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Down to a couple of states, but it looks like that will swing the way of the Republicans. Meanwhile, the Senate goes the way of the Democrats over the weekend. And while we're on the air, University of Virginia, the campus advising people to students to shelter in place. There's a shooting suspect still at large there in Virginia, and that's happening now. There have been reports of a shooting. There were tweets that were sent out. And pretty scary. Unclear if there are any injuries or fatalities. Anything we find out, of course, we'll let you know as we move through this show. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. A really tough weekend for some people in Dallas because of a terrible, terrible tragedy that happened at an air show. We're going to talk about that, of course, and some other things as we move along the way. The thing with the air show was these two World War II era airplanes collided in midair on Saturday, and this was a Veterans Day commemorative thing. So six people were killed in this crash. The planes, one a Boeing B-17 Flying Fortress and a Bell P-63 King Cobra, significant because crashed at about 1:20 in the afternoon, according to the FAA local time there. And I'm very familiar with the area. Been there many times when I lived in Dallas, Wings Over Dallas Air Show at the Dallas Executive Airport. So it is about 10 miles, give or take, just south of downtown Dallas. A lot of videos were posted. Very sad. Maybe 4,000 people on hand to witness this. So, so unexpected. And obviously, they'll do a full investigation. There's so much they still don't know. The aircraft didn't have data recorders or cockpit voice recorders, you know, those black boxes, because they wouldn't be equipped with them. Normally, this is a nothing burger for any of the people, meaning it's extremely rare that something like this would happen, a mid-air collision at an air show. So these are, you know, these are historical planes. These are, you know, things that are, as somebody described to me, and I think it's pretty much known where other people, when they talk about the planes, it's like you're talking about sort of a tractor trailerish truck that could carry maybe 11 people or so, right? So that's the one plane. The other plane, the King Cobra, is a single pilot fighter plane, and to have them collide like that is, again, so heartbreaking and unusual. The debris all over the place after that happened, and just even seeing the video and the smoke billowing into the air and thinking of they're honoring veterans. You have 4,000 or so people at the event. It's one of those moments talking about history, and it's shocking that happened. Obviously, there was a lot of young children that were there that were excited to see the planes and knowing some of this history. And it really hit me because obviously I feel terrible that this happened, but it really hit me because I remember as a kid, my mother took us to a lot of air shows, and that's where I was really introduced to aviation and loved it. I remember seeing the Blue Angels. We would always go to these small airports and see the Blue Angels, and the shows were spectacular, spectacular. And that was the whole idea here. It was bringing this history to life. So, terrible, terrible tragedy. Six people died. And now it's just a question of once the investigation happens, how this happened, what is it that led to these two planes crashing, and how they unpack that and figure all of it out. Just terrible, 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 like I said. The Arizona governor's election results, Katie Hobbs and Carrie Lake. This one's still not 100% in right now. Katie Hobbs with the slight edge. I mean, they got like 90% plus in. There's still 200 some to be counted. I mean, still this really tight contest between the Republican Carrie Lake, who really aligned herself with the former President Donald Trump, and the Democratic candidate, Arizona's current Secretary of State, who defended the 2020 results in the state after Trump lost to President Joe Biden. Carrie Lake says it's a fraud, you know, that the election was fraudulent. So this is one that's being watched. There's still a lot of questions as to what happened in the counting, and what is, you know, why does Arizona do its elections the way, the results the way that it does. And it's been a very strange week when you think that Tuesday was actually, you know, the election day, right? Was our big voting day for the midterm elections. But over the weekend, what shifted in the Senate was on Sunday, Democrats were celebrating retaining the majority after Catherine Cortez Masto, projected to win, in fact, proclaimed the winner of her seat. So she retained her seat because, boy, it was close. That was neck and neck. Laxalt, who was challenging her, was just right there on the doorstep, but did not get enough votes. So in the end, she pulled away, and that tipped it in the favor of the Democrats. There still is the runoff that will happen in Georgia, but because of Kamala Harris having the deciding vote, it means that absolutely the Senate goes the way of the Republicans when it comes down to tiebreakers and all of that. Of course, they have that. With the House majority, Republicans have won 211 House seats, Democrats 204. Democrats have a very, very slim chance of retaining control of the House, which is what I said at the top here. Republicans favored to take the narrow majority. Despite all of that, it's been, again, a very, very crazy midterm election. And in looking at how people voted, what made them decide to go out and vote, and all of that in between, has been a fascinating glimpse into what are we going to see when we get to a presidential election, which will happen in another 2 years, as you know. And will the Republicans look at DeSantis, Ron DeSantis, and his big margin of victory, the governor of Florida, who wants to run for president, may have that window of opportunity. And with the youth and the kids and the high popularity on Tuesday, when Donald Trump announces he's running, what will that mean for Republicans? Who will most back? And I think watching the Republican primaries will be really, really fascinating, as will the Democrats. All right, we've just scratched the surface. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Coming up later this hour, we're going to get your thoughts as we hit the mailbag. And also, I had a trip to a really cool key today called Pine Key in Florida. And I'm going to let you hear more about that coming up at the tail end of the show. I think you'll find it pretty interesting. All right, speaking of interesting, I tipped a little bit in the direction of what's going to happen during these elections upcoming, meaning the presidential elections. And now it's about what happens in 2024. Tuesday's a big day at Mar-a-Lago when you think of the former president, Donald Trump. And since he was out on election day, or he was out 2020 and Joe Biden was in, there's been so much conversation about him running again. And we've had people on. We've talked about that. We've talked about people who have been following constantly what's going on with the former president, what the opportunities are, what the Republican Party looks like. Is it inevitable that Joe Biden's running again, even though lots of Democrats don't want to see that happen? So it's kind of a wide open deal. And for both of them, the former president and the president occupying the White House right now, it might not be that rematch. But for the Republicans, so much conversation about DeSantis and his reelection landslide, and how big that is for the interest for him. But not just Ron DeSantis, there are others who have hinted, like Glenn Youngkin, the governor of Virginia, who has gotten a little bit of a bump up on the list where he's talked about the viability of that and hinted about that possibility. Mike Pence, which to me seems so unlikely, but he has a book coming out. All of a sudden, you're seeing him appear more. You know, he's popped up on the radar screen. He's kind of walking this thin line, but he talks about his, you know, he talks about how tense his relationship got with the former president, but he also expresses the interest a little bit in the presidency. He doesn't come out and say, I want to run for president, I want to be president, but there's breadcrumbs that he's laying too as well. I don't think DeSantis is shying away from it. He's waiting for more people to court him, and he'll have a big war chest. He did as he ran for governor again. And in a lot of polls, on a one-on-one matchup with Trump for the Republican nomination, he comes in pretty close. I mean, he thumped Congressman Charlie Crist by 20 points, easily won the Latino vote, and became the first Republican governor to carry Miami-Dade County since Jeb Bush did it 2 decades ago. So, and he's closing in on any of the polls that show him one-to-one against Donald Trump. A YouGov poll last month showed him within 9 points of the former president in a one-on-one matchup. So he's number one on the list of most talked about as possibly running, and would he be the person who would win the nomination, who would ultimately end up in the White House, and would he run against Joe Biden, who goes for a second term? But we can speculate on this all day and all night, and we won't know for sure. And trust me, I've turned over every political rock that I can. Nobody knows for sure. We do know that Donald Trump is going to announce on Tuesday that he's going to run for president, but what does that mean, and what kind of a reception does he get ultimately, I guess, is the thing, versus some of the other possibilities. And even though we're 2 years away, just now less than 2 years away, time flies so fast that before you know it, we will be talking about debates. We will be talking about who has how many points in the latest polls. It matters, because you're talking about legislative branch, you're talking about the executive branch and the judicial branch, and that's our government. And that government is the government that is either working for all of us or isn't working for all of us. Is it just some parts aren't working, or are all the parts not working? And it affects us in every way we can imagine, from culturally, from obviously economically, and in so many impacts of future, what happens in future generations. A lot of that groundwork gets laid in each presidency, and things get reversed, and then it takes time to reverse policies, or things don't happen, and it takes time to put those policies out there, get the votes needed to pass things, and you know how this all works. I have to mention this at the top, because some of you mentioned this. Our game of the week was the Vikings and the Bills. So nobody nailed the score, so you know. But it was a thrilling game. I was happy that I was back in time during the day to watch the second half of this. The Vikings rallied from a 27-10 deficit. They missed an extra point, trailed 27-23, when Justin Jefferson made an incredible one-handed catch for a 32-yard gain on 4th and 18. Was that gutsy and just absolutely crazy? But, you know, then quarterback Kirk Cousins throws the go-ahead touchdown pass to Jefferson, but on an instant replay review, he was ruled down by contact a half-yard shy of the goal line. And I could go on with more of the crazy details from this incredible fourth quarter, and then ultimately taking us all the way through an insane overtime, but what's so interesting is the Vikings outlasted the Bills in their own park, in Orchard Park, New York, where fans are insane for their Bills. They were pretty dejected leaving because the Vikings prevailed 33-30. Yep. And there were opportunities for the Bills, but the Vikings capitalized on miscues and mistakes, including at the end. So the Vikings are 8-1. 8-1. And the key thing here, and why I brought it up, is because so many of you in the mailbag asked who won the game and what happened, because you heard a replay of Nail the Score, and you wanted to know if the Vikings won or the Bills won, and what was the final score. So now you are in the know, my friends. Nobody nailed it. It was just not what anyone predicted. Close, a little bit, you know, less points for everyone that pretty much guessed. Nobody nailed that, but hey, it was an exciting finish anyway, so there you go. And speaking of finishes, something else that's being talked about a lot has nothing to do with sports or the other kind of sport, politics, because I think politics and sports are alike. It's the your team against my team, the us's and the them's, the raving fans on either side. It's remarkable how much, in a way, sports resembles our politics in the last probably 20 years. What's happening with the economy is this crazy tailspin in Silicon Valley that is kind of bye-bye big tech. You know, lots of companies laying off employees. Twitter, Facebook, which Meta, basically. Stripe, Salesforce announcing they were letting go of some people. Lyft, I mean, you name it. I started making a list of all the companies that I was hearing about, and it's eerie. It's almost like when we saw the dot-com crash, which we have to go back over 20 years, right? It's like 2000. So it was higher, all these people, and throw bonuses at them and get the best people. But now the best people, many of them, are getting the pink slips, their walking papers, whatever you want to call it. So could it be the end of big tech? We'll talk about that throughout this next week. Your thoughts coming up next as we go to the mailroom.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The United States, Japan, and South Korea are more aligned than ever on North Korea's provocative behavior, U.S. President Joe Biden said on Sunday, as his national security advisor promised a joint response if Pyongyang carries out a 7th nuclear test. Speaking in Cambodia after a trilateral meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol, Biden called their countries critical allies that share the United States' concerns about North Korea's missile tests. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky on Sunday accused Russian soldiers of committing war crimes and killing civilians in Kherson, parts of which were retaken by Ukraine's army last week after Russia pulled out. Investigators have already documented more than 400 Russian war crimes. Bodies of dead civilians and servicemen have been found, Zelensky said in a nightly video address. This is USA Radio News.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
All right, thanks for all your emails. Once again, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Send me your thoughts. Click on contact and bada bing, you're in just like that. Here's what Chris said. I thought this was pretty good over the weekend. Kate, I'm an off-again, on-again crypto guy, and I know you keep up with what's happening, and I'm wondering what you think about this whole FTX thing and the fact that they're filing for bankruptcy, and it's really crushed the crypto markets. I think when we get into this, we all know what to expect, and what you expect is a roller coaster ride, and you're banking on, obviously, the unknown, but that's finance in general, isn't it? Yeah, you know, it's interesting. This FTX, it happened, I want to say, it was earlier last week where the CEO, because everybody breaks everything on Twitter, right? Went to Twitter to tell customers, oh, it's fine, assets are good. And then on Friday, yeah, hey, don't worry. Then on Friday announced that they were filing for bankruptcy. So it's been like massive, crazy drama. And it really upended the crypto markets. And of course, their crypto does not have what you would call, as a financial writer, wrote mainstream credibility, right? So now you've got more investigations, government investigations. Are there going to be criminal charges? Are there going to be crazy revelations that will fly out of this? And the FTX downfall really left some people just completely stunned because it was viewed as probably one of the most stable and responsible companies in the crypto arena. So here you go. And its collapse destabilized the crypto industry, which was already having problems from a crash in the spring where it pulled out $1 trillion from the market. So, you know, you look at, like, there was another lender, BlockFi, because I have a buddy who's really into this, BlockFi, and they were tangled up with FTX, and they suspended their operations because of the FTX collapse, too. So this is something to follow, right? There's people that have really made serious bank in crypto, especially when there were first conversations about it first started to happen, and then other people that were trying to play catch up. And of course, you know that was like the Super Bowl last year, was how many crypto, you know, commercials, how much do we see about crypto and trying to figure that out. But anyway, that's the nightmare of FTX. I think some people were probably very, very duped and not happy by what happened there at all. All right, let's move on to another one. This one from Jake, who says, I didn't believe in climate change. I kind of bought into the whole narrative of it's a bunch of crap and nonsense and that it's just the weather and this is what we deal with. But then I am a definitely right of right Republican, Kate. But I got to tell you, the whole climate change deal, I'm buying a lot of it because we're seeing some of the most severe, chaotic nonsense that we've seen in Florida and so many other areas, and I think for sure that there is more to it. I do believe that there are some things in the green industry that are, and people that are just hucksters and taking advantage, but I cannot say that I don't believe that we have something else going on when it comes to what's happening with the when it comes to what's happening with our environments. And I think it's pretty scary, and I'm worried about my young children because what are they inheriting? And maybe they survive all of it, but if they have children, do their children inherit nothing but a cracked earth, so to speak? Well, that's the thing. I mean, now we're all looking at it like that. Somebody over the weekend sent me a text asking how I survived the last hurricane, right? Because we just had Nicole that came in, and of course it was like massive rain and there was debris and that kind of thing, but it wasn't anything like Ian, and it was on the other side of Florida, but touched the west coast of Florida and then went up the east coast. And there's things that, yeah, I mean, there's things that are affecting everyone. It's affecting tourism in some areas, and you know, the vital signs of the planet, they're just not as healthy in some areas, right? And extreme weather magnifies it all for us. That's what we see. And the extreme weather is scary because it doesn't matter how much money you have, how much pull you have. If you've got wildfires and floods and hurricanes and these disasters that are happening at, you know, unexplained events, not, oh, this is just a bad cycle, but they're 10 times worse, the beach erosion, that kind of stuff, like you saw Daytona Beach, basically Daytona Shores fall into the ocean, that insane erosion. You got to pay attention to some of it. So the answer is pay attention. Pay attention and decide for yourself. But I think you can say that safely, of course, we have weather patterns that are normal, that happen every year of our life. But you can say now multiply that, and there is more to it. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, let's go to Joe, who says, hi, Kate. I wonder what the NFL is doing with all of these overseas games. For God's sake, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers playing in Germany. You have to be kidding me. I mean, is it to introduce new fans to the game? Is it because we want to splash, hey, we're Americans and this is our sport in everybody's face? What is the NFL's end game? It's so interesting, right? I just had this conversation with somebody. I think Goodell, Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, has always wanted to be a more world game. Like, let's get everybody involved in this, whether it's Mexico City, whether we're talking about England, and hey, now here we go with Germany. So, by the way, the Buccaneers beat the Seahawks 21-16, and it was the first regular season game in that country. And of course, people know who Tom Brady is internationally, even his name. But I think the whole idea for some is, how big can we get the game? How many people can embrace American football? And, you know, the German fans apparently really liked it. In England, they like what they've seen. But would it really become a world league? Would that really, really work? I'm going to say, I don't think so. Or do you get more people interested in the betting side of it? But then how does that really help the individual teams? I guess the interest, perhaps, is that's what it's about. But for the players, I think some of the players like it and some of them don't. They think it's a distraction and then they have these long flights and they'd rather not necessarily have to do it. That's kind of a mixed bag. It'd be interesting to do a poll of all the players and see their reaction to it. All right, this one is from Max, and Max says, Kate, over the weekend, I was so excited, and I got this in the nick of time. I'm hoping that you will get to it in the mailbag, but one of my favorite distractions is back, and I think we share the like of this show. Yellowstone has really captured my attention. I didn't watch it the first season when it was launched, and then I caught on and watched it and watched all the subsequent seasons, and now we're into season 5, and it's all about Montana, although it could be Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and this whole Dutton family, and the patriarch. Kevin Costner's wonderful in it, and I think you watch it, and I'm wondering, did you see the premiere, and do you think it's going to be a good season? Okay, so you're asking for a review. Yes, you've probably heard me talk about it. I do really like it, that whole feel of Montana, Yellowstone, and Costner is great in it, and all the crazy politics behind the scenes, and now he's governor of Montana reluctantly. And so the answer to your question is, of course I saw the premiere. Of course I watched it. Of course, of course, of course. I think it's good. I think the acting is just good in it, and I like the whole premise of the whole idea of the modern day sort of Western and the whole ranch thing, and how do you keep the ranch going, and then wealthy people trying to bounce in and take up plots of land and turn the mountains into their own private playgrounds, and then the people of Montana fighting for their space, and I do like it. So yes, thumbs up. I think it's going to be a good season. Absolutely. The first two out of the park, I think they knocked it out of the park. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Email me day or night, 24/7. We're going to Ireland next.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
From this tropic port aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, the skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail back.
So, Brian, how long have you been out here at what they call Beer Can Island? You probably have a different name for it.
They're trying to switch it to Pine Key because it sounds a little more sophisticated, but I've been here 2.5 years.
2.5 years. And we bumped into you when we were trying to park our pontoon badly, and you helped us, and we discovered that you discover amazing things here on this island. What kind of things do you find?
A lot of fossils, all from the past million years or so. Mammoth teeth, horse teeth, bison teeth, mastodon, pieces of bone, turtle shell. I once found a piece of saber-toothed tiger saber. Just stuff like that.
And you discovered that, you know, you're an entrepreneur. You discovered, okay, so how can I make a living at this? And tell the listeners what you do.
Well, they pay me to watch over the island, but they don't pay me much. So to compensate, because I love being here, I make fossil necklaces and I sell them on the side.
Is this like a gas for you? You are such a fun person.
Thank you. I wake up and I watch the sunrise every day before anyone gets here. I have my quiet time on the island. And then I get to talk to people, and I like talking to people. And I get a little bit of both. And thanks, you know, fossil necklaces keep me here.
What's the coolest thing you've ever found?
It's probably a toss-up between a giant chunk of mammoth tooth or a piece of saber-toothed tiger tooth. But I also like finding the big chunks of bone.
Awesome. Brian, thank you.
You're welcome.
So, I had to introduce all of you to Brian, because I just want you to picture in your head, Tampa's a pretty decent sized city. It would be like a medium sized city in the United States, and maybe an hour or so out of Tampa Bay, just in the bay in the middle of nowhere, is this tiny island, like Gilligan's Island, right? And he lives on that island. He lives on the island. He has a dog. You can hear the dog in the background. and he watches over it. Two guys bought this little island 2.5 years ago, and he's been there ever since, and he really knows his fossils. And it was just coincidental because my nephew, who's a rock hound and loved coming to Texas and dug up ammonites and all kinds of incredible things and would give them to me, would come back and give them to me, and he happened to be with me, and he walked around the island with us and showed me, because you look down and you're looking at rocks. How do you know it's a mastodon tooth? How do you know what you're looking at? And if you look them up, you can see them. But when you're actually walking around, what does it look like to you? Just some rocks? You don't know what they look like. And he showed me, especially because Owen knew a lot about some of this and could identify it, but he showed me some amazing fossils, and they were, I found a whole bunch of mastodon stuff, and when it just blows my mind, you're just a little speck. When you start to feel like, wow, you're thinking of all your troubles, you're just a little speck, right, on a spinning planet where there are many that have come before us. And when you think of the, again, crazy, the crazy, crazy, crazy millions of years old fossils and what you learn from that, it just blew me away. The mastodon, and I got some of that, the pieces of the turtle shell that were so old, not turtles, modern day turtles, turtles from a long, 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 long time ago. And that's fossils. I mean, they're fossilized. They're in rocks. They form, and then we get these images of what was there before, the impression of a prehistoric, preserved, petrified form or mold cast in rock. And there's so many places in this great country where you can go and find, you know, this many of you find arrowheads in your backyards, meaning you're at some park, you're somewhere and you find them, or you find maybe your own prehistoric treasure trove of fossils. So it was really, really cool. And just the whole idea that he's out there on this island in the middle of nowhere. I mean, yes, he's an hour outside of Tampa, but you look around and all you see is water and this island that people will just go and park their boats on and go and drink a beer. And that's why it had its nickname of Beer Can Island. And it was just a fun adventure. And I wanted to bring a little tiny piece of that to all of you. That was my great escape from all of the politics and everything else that we've obviously been talking about that are so important. But you need a break once in a while, so that was a very, very good break. All right, a little odds and ends for you. Some other things that are going on that I think are of interest and are significant and people are talking about for sure. And one of the things that we've been talking about a lot in this country is the fentanyl pills and the insaneness that's going on with fentanyl and the overdosing and the pushing of fentanyl pills, just when you think you've seen everything. And the danger of some of this is kids seeing it like it looks like candy because they look like sweet tarts. They're different colored, like that pink and green and purple and that kind of thing. And they just busted a guy this is happening in lots of different areas, but in New York City, they just busted a man with tens of thousands of fentanyl pills. And he had like 20,000 pills of fentanyl. So he was charged with criminal possession of a controlled substance. And he was picked up and then released. And he has, you know, he faces these felony counts of criminal possession of narcotics with a distribution intent and possessing more than 8 ounces of narcotics. And these multicolored ones are, again, so dangerous because they're targeting younger people. people with them, and it made me think about that, of how many young people are getting these things, and especially when you look at how many are suffering with different kinds of depression or looking for some kind of an out, and somebody passes them one of the pills, and then the next thing you know, and you know how this goes. But really, really a trap. And so as many of those as they can get off the street, hey, that much better we are in this country, because I think this is the new poison that is easily accessible to way too many underage, young people with an easily could get an appetite for it, and how dangerous would that be? Speaking of danger in the skies, boy, to be a flight attendant these days, a United Airlines flight attendant had to be taken to a Chicago hospital. This was from something that happened on a flight from San Francisco to Chicago on Sunday morning. Somebody on the flight had to be removed. They responded, Chicago police, to at the gate at O'Hare because of this disturbance on this flight. Three people on the plane were taken to a hospital for observation. That's how bad it was. And then, of course, somebody's always going to have shots of it. And the flight attendant tells the woman, "We're landing, step back, step back." And another flight attendant is running from the encounter, from the front of, toward the encounter, rather, from the front of the plane, and they try to handle this nightmare because it gets out of control, and it turns into another crazy shoving assault thing with somebody who was disruptive that they couldn't calm down. So what do you do when you're a flight attendant? And this is what's happening in the air. We've had so much more of this lately. I mean, being rude is one thing, of course, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about, like, wilding on the plane. Like, what are you doing? What are you thinking? Why? Don't get on the plane. Just don't get on the plane. Don't do it. Music means this hour is over. I'm dancing off the stage. Remember, shoot me your thoughts, day or night, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Make it count, everybody.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.